to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, carried over to this hour. Larry, you got to jump anytime quickly here?
Yeah, John, I am going to have to jump because I've got some other shows piling in on me. But
okay, I'll tell you what then. Let me just take one more call because this dear lady's been holding on forever. Lorna,
very good.
Lorna in Michigan. Hello, Lorna.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that the stigmatism with the armed forces, people who've been over, have done their duty and things like that, and they come home and they try to get permits. They've gone crazy because they've gone into the service and it's driven them crazy, and then they come home and they can't get permits here. My cousin-in-law, he was not able to get his permits because they drove him crazy. His job actually drove him crazy.
Hmm.
And it's just terrible. So the current laws, so I mean, if they're doing legislation in Congress now for it, that's just double jeopardy because they're already, some of these laws already are really messing with people.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Lorna. Hey, Lorna, thanks for your call. I appreciate the point you made there. Larry, I didn't even get a chance to talk to you about the Law of the Sea Treaty. I'll have to have you back on that one because that's another big deal that's coming up.
Let's do that, John.
Okay, and again, for the free email alerts, and they only send out the alerts when there is action that should be acted upon.
That's
or
right.
A legislative thing happening, and I wished I would have been signed up, Larry. As I said, I changed computers, and I did not get your email alert. How do they get it?
Go to gunowners.org, and you'll see some current email right at the top of the page, some of which will deal with the Law of the Sea Treaty. We'll deal with this bill that just passed the Congress. We'll deal with the pending confirmation of a very bad guy to be the head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. A lot of things are going on. They're archived there, and then there's archives elsewhere on the page if you really want to go into the history. But like you were saying, we don't send them out that very often. Usually it's about once a week when there's something that actually needs attention up on Capitol Hill.
He's doing the work, folks. You need to be informed, and it's as easy as going to goa.org, signing up for the free email alerts. And I know Mr. Pratt will not say this because Mr. Pratt is more than a gentleman, but I will remind you, folks, if you've been listening to this program today and you think that the other gun owners, people, have let you down, you're right. And I would urge you and consider maybe switching or maybe a duality thing. It's okay to be a member of a couple of different gun organizations. The fees are not that high. The man, you've heard him speak, he's very articulate. He's very knowledgeable about the subject matter of which he speaks. And you may want to consider joining his organization.
Sure, appreciate that. Thank
All
you
right.
so much, John.
Larry, and thank you for spending the time on short notice with me, sir.
Look forward to being back with you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Larry Pratt, folks. You know, I apologize, folks. I mean, this was an important deal, and it did slip by me. But we're going to try not to let that happen again, all right? Coming up here on the program, I've got a very important letter that I want to read you from none other than the General President of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. And it was a letter to Marcy Kaptur and Nancy Boyda. And, well, finally the Teamsters are getting a little upset about the job loss. You're going to like this letter. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me take one more call here, and I want to get into the International Brotherhood of Teamsters letter to the Congress critters. Mike in Tennessee. Hello, Mike.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
What I'm calling in reference to is a friend of mine that's on the other end of this line, he and I fought against this evil that you talked about earlier, sir.
Which evil in particular, Mike?
The principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness.
Oh, okay.
Is out here in front of us with this anti-gun legislation that we're about to be another part of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a disabled American veteran all the way. I've traveled this nation, sir, with a horse-drawn wagon with four-ton Belgian horses drawing it. And I've preached on street corners and civic auditoriums and churches all over this land. America, wake up. America, wake up. See, sir, you know, the apatheticness that we have in our legislators and such a deaf ear upon their constituency. It grieves my heart, sir.
I know of what you speak, and Mike, it's It's a heavy burden to bear, isn't it? You feel compelled to do this, but wouldn't it be a lot easier if people were joining you in the cause of freedom and liberty?
It would be so wonderful, sir. I took the day. It's been raining here in West Tennessee, raining quite hard, praise God. And a friend of mine wanted me to come to his church down in Crown Forks, Alabama. So I went there a couple of months ago. And we have the men's service in the back. And how terribly far away from biblical principles and scripture that we have fallen in this nation. And I think that's the judgment we're seeing right today, sir.
I couldn't agree with you more. I appreciate your call. I'm going to make if you'll listen off air, I'm going to make a comment here about that, because whether people out there and your spirituality, your belief system is your business, but what we're seeing here is the absence of the golden rule applied. And when there is an absence of that, it's a vacuum. And what do you think is going to seep into that vacuum? Exactly what we were talking about, the evils and the principalities and the powers, or the assumed authorities. You know, we're in a fix in this country, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, financially, morally, and ethically, we are a bankrupt nation. A bankrupt nation. And heretofore, people would not pick up the banner for doing evil deeds because there was a rule in which to follow. And I'm not saying that you have to be a Bible believer to listen to this program. That is your choice. Life is filled with choices. You can take the right path or the wrong path. That's your decision. That's your self-assessment. That's not my business. That is yours. But Mike is right. Evil is pervasive in this country because good men are standing up and doing nothing. Not Mike. He's traveling the country. He's talking to people. He's witnessing to them. But where are the other voices? Where are they? Kurt, did you find that? It's in there somewhere. It might be, and it made me think about this when Mike called in. Visitor from the past. And I was the first person to have a recording of this, and it was made by an Arizona highway patrolman. And many of you have heard it before. Maybe some of you haven't. But they had sent me a cassette copy of this. And, well, that's what I was thinking about when I was listening to Mike. So if we can find that clip, I want to play that song for you. But let me now get into the issue here of James P. Hoffa, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, wrote a letter dated December 11th to Nancy Boyda and Marcy Kaptur. And the letter, and I'm going to read it verbatim, is as follows. Dear Representatives Kaptur and Boyda, on behalf of the 1.4 million members of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, I'm writing to thank you for introducing the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA Accountability Act, H.R. 4329. Your legislation requires that action be taken to ensure that workers' benefits from NAFTA by the end of 2008, or the U.S. must withdraw from NAFTA. The Teamsters support this legislation and greatly appreciate your leadership in fighting for workers everywhere. Well, I will keep reading without comment. As you're well aware, under NAFTA, the trade deficit with Mexico and Canada has increased by more than $919 billion, creeping up rapidly, folks, to $1 trillion. The U.S. has seen more than 1 million living wage jobs lost under NAFTA. It's more 3 million, but the Teamsters have seen directly the negative impact of NAFTA. Many Teamster jobs have been lost due to the U.S. companies closing and setting up shop in Mexico to take advantage of NAFTA and Mexico's lower wages and lax labor laws. And every day, together with your leadership, we work to ensure that unsafe Mexican trucks are kept out of the U.S. Not only have the U.S. workers been hurt by NAFTA, but workers in Canada and Mexico as well. Canadian workers have seen their wages stagnate and a significant increase in the growing inequity amongst the richest 1% and the rest of the workforce since NAFTA. In Mexico, more than 1 million agricultural jobs have disappeared, while wages stagnate around $4 per day. Since the inception of NAFTA, the United States has seen immigration increase from Mexico. As families are desperate and feel they must leave their country in order to provide for their families, also NAFTA was touted as promoting the expansion of political freedoms and human rights. Citizens and union workers continue to experience great infringements of such basic rights and freedoms. The NAFTA Accountability Act would require the executive branch to renegotiate NAFTA and/or certify that the three countries have met certain benchmarks, or the president would be required to withdraw from NAFTA. These benchmarks include gains in U.S. jobs and living standards, increased U.S. domestic manufacturing, stronger health and environmental standards, especially with respect to food imports, decreased flow of illegal drugs from Mexico and Canada, and the guarantee of Mexican democracy and human freedoms. Passage of such legislation is long overdue. Workers in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have had enough of the damage that NAFTA has caused. Again, the Teamsters thank you for leading the fight for trade policies that will truly uplift workers, and we look forward to working with you to enact this important legislation. This is going to fall on deaf ears with the rest of the Congress critters in the United States Congress assembled. Why? For the very same reason that the illegal aliens coming into this country have not been stopped. And it's interesting to me that Mr. Hoffa comes out this year to complain about NAFTA. Where in the heck has he been for the last how many years? NAFTA was passed in 1992. We are 15 years post-NAFTA agreement. Now, I'm sure Mr. Hoffa is a busy guy, but 15 years to notice the damage that NAFTA has done to this country? I guess better late than never. But this, again, is not going to go anywhere in the United States Congress or the Senate, because the fix is in. The same reasons why we gave China most favored nation status that made them a trading partner. A partner? Partnership implies to me, folks, that there is an equal exchange. Are we getting an equal exchange with China? I don't think so. And I can see only one way to stop this. Now, can you renegotiate or drop trade agreements? You certainly can. Can we repeal them? Most assuredly. Will we? That's another question. And again, it comes down to leadership. How is this rescinding of these agreements going to take place? Well, I'll tell you how it's going to take place. When somebody has the guts in Washington, D.C. to stand up and say, you know what, none of this is working for this country. And again, this is part and parcel of laying the groundwork, for the North American Union, which they're in denial even exist, to bring us into the global union so we can merrily skip down the path of life to a happy and safer and more democratized kind of life. Horse Pucky. Jimmy, let me ask you a question, brother. It took you 15 years for this? Your members have been bleeding out of their eyeballs. 75% of the manufacturing jobs that your drivers used to haul the goods when we were manufacturing stuff in this country from point A to point B. Remember those days? I guess better late than never. Speaking about agreements, Lakota Indians withdraw treaty signed with U.S. 150 years ago. They're telling the FedGov to go the way to the dodo bird or General Custer. I'll be back with that story right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Lakota Indians, who gave the world legendary warriors Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, have withdrawn from treaties with the United States. In a statement, they said, "We are no longer citizens of the United States of America, and all those who live in the five-state area that encompass our country are free to join us." Longtime Indian rights activist Russell Means said, "A delegation of Lakota leaders have delivered a message to the State Department and said they were unilaterally withdrawing from treaties they signed with the federal government of the U.S., some of them more than 150 years old. The group also visited the Bolivian, Chilean, and South African and Venezuelan embassies and would continue on their diplomatic mission and take it overseas in the coming weeks and months. Lakota country includes parts of the states of Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. The new country would issue its own passports and driving licenses, and living there would be tax-free, provided residents renounce their U.S. citizenship," Mr. Means said. Ooh, I don't like the flavor of this one. "The treaties signed with the U.S. were merely worthless words on worthless paper," Lakota freedom activist said. "Withdrawing from the treaties was entirely legal," according to Means. This is according to laws of the United States, specifically Article 6 of the Constitution, which states that treaties are the supreme law of the land. It is also within the laws of treaties passed at the Vienna Convention and put into effect by the U.S. and the rest of the international community in 1980. We are legally within our rights to be free and independent. The Lakota relaunched their journey to freedom in 1974 when they drafted a Declaration of Continuing Independence, an overplay on the title of the United States Declaration of Independence from England. 33 years have elapsed since then because it takes critical mass to combat colonialism, and we wanted to make sure that all of our ducks were in a row. One duck moved into place in September when the United Nations adopted a non-binding declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples. Oh, I do really don't like the flavor of this one. Despite opposition from the United States, which said it clashed with its own laws. We have 33 treaties with the United States that they have not lived by. They continue to take our land, our water, our children. Phyllis Young, who helped organize the first international conference on indigenous rights in Geneva in 1977, told the news conference, "The U.S. annexation of Native American land has resulted in once proud tribes, such as Lakota, becoming mere facsimiles of white people. Oppression at the hands of the U.S. government has taken its toll on Lakota, whose men have one of the shortest life experiences, less than 44 years, in the world. Lakota teen suicides are 150% above the norm in the U.S. Infant mortality is 5 times higher than the U.S. average. And unemployment is rife, according to the Lakota Freedom Movement's website." Two things I don't like about this. One is the United Nations is involved. And the second of which, and I'm not denouncing the treaties and the rights under those treaties that the government has been living up to. They've abandoned us all. But the fact that they're going to Bolivian, Chilean, South African, and Venezuelan embassies and would continue on their diplomatic mission to take it overseas in the coming weeks. I don't know exactly what this means with them going to these embassies, but I just don't like the sound of it. So we will continue to keep an eye on that. United Nations. Gosh. I'll dig up some more information on this. I think we're going to have to get Mr. Means here on the air. I've stayed away from the issue. I do not talk a lot about the Indians in this country because there was something that was haunting me about this. I mean, several years ago, you'll remember the head of the Nation of Islam here inside this country. And basically what Louis Farrakhan wanted was he wanted a nation state with inside the United States. And I thought to myself, okay, let me see. We have somebody of a particular religious affiliation that were born in this country that want to secede from the country, so to speak, at least individually. But they want to collectively come together and be on a plot of land that was going to be ceded to them. So basically we were talking about a nation inside of a nation. This is the same thing that we're hearing from the advocates of our brown friends to the south, our Mexican friends down there, that they wanted their land back, didn't they? They wanted Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California and parts of Idaho and who knows, probably bus stops in New York City. I don't know. But it's got the same flavor to me that somehow that we're going to start busting up this country and dividing it off, and it's going to cease to be the United States of America. Look, I'm in agreement with Mr. Means about the government abrogating their responsibilities, not only to the Indians, but to the rest of us at large in this country, folks. All right? We'll take the break. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Mike in Tennessee, we found the visitor from the past. When you were talking on the air, it reminded me of this. Here it goes.
I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm, so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
That was read by a Phoenix, Arizona highway patrolman. And that is, it's almost 13 years old now. You know, folks, the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776, as it was done to our forefathers in King George's time, it is also being done now. Excerpting here, whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers, made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries, erected a multitude of new offices, and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance, has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Is that not true today? Only we're not talking about King George. We're talking about the United States government as we see it. They have abrogated their responsibility and their duty to the rule book, to the Constitution. Are we now not finding ourselves in the same situation again, not from a foreign land, but from within inside our own country? You know, I mean, jeez, I sometimes wonder what has happened to the spirit that built this country, that made this country what it was. You know, Phillips Payson, back in 1778, he said this: the slavery of a people is generally founded in their ignorance of some kind or another, and they're not wanting such facts as abundantly prove the human mind may be so sunk and debased through ignorance and its natural effects as even to adore its enslaver and kiss its chains. Hence, knowledge and learning may well be considered as most essentially requisite to a free and righteous government. I couldn't even adequately, folks, catalog the abuses that we have been subjected to by this government in this country today. There have been so many transgressions. I mean, I saw... it even hurts me to even mention the guy's name. I mean, literally, it causes me physical pain. George Bush. I saw him today with a press conference that lasted some 50 minutes. And the terms of what we're doing here seem to be, I guess you stick the wetted political finger in the wind to see which way the winds are blowing. Well, George Bush today made this declaration that the quest for freedom that we're on is going to continue. What freedom is he speaking of? Oh, that's right. The foray here into the Middle East, meddling with foreign governments' affairs that have killed over a million Iraqi soldiers, that have seen the deaths of 73,000 U.S. troops. That's right. And if you don't believe this, please, please check it out for yourself. On the website, republicbroadcasting.org, right under Become a Delegate, right at the top of the page, folks, True Iraqi Death Toll. Click on it. It will take you directly to the Veterans Affairs page, Veterans Administration page, and you can read it for yourself. I try not to think about this sometimes too deeply because it causes a lot of pain. And I can't lose my stuff on the air. Let's go to the phones here. Monty in Austin. Hello, Monty.
Hello.
Hi.
Pain is good. Makes you realize you're still alive.
There you go.
So, speaking on the Lakota issue, I understand where you're coming from with the UN because I forgot the actual passages, but it's toward the very end of the document that tells you exactly what the UN is all about. But you have to read through everything first, and by the time you get to that, you're getting kind of bored anyway. So you just go and just skip to the very last two passages that will tell you exactly what the UN is about. But I still do, because speaking as a Native American, I do appreciate what they're doing, but also in a way, we were discussing earlier, it seems like there is a destruction within.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm Native American, so... you know, when you came over and everything happened, so it's, you know, to me, everyone is like always fighting for the same thing. There's no, someone's, you know, always wants what you got. No, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's just
how much resistance they got to go through to in order to obtain what they want. And Monty, I hope you caught the flavor of this, because what keeps going through my head is that we've had people that have suggested that we should have states that secede from the nation, from the country.
I've heard that,
and that is troublesome to me, because by extracting yourself from the problem is not going to solve the problem. The problem is only going to grow greater, and more pressure is going to be put on the people that should have the right for the loudest complaint. And as a country, we have got to change this system of government, because the government is the problem, and it's not the people. It's the people that are suffering because of the government.
Well, the people in the government.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are we talking here? Bricks and mortar? No, we're talking about those very same people, as you said. The people are the problem, and they're ignoring that rule book. Now, if they can ignore the Constitution, then they can ignore treaties. They can ignore.
Well, they can't ignore the UN, because I don't know if this is news to everyone out there listening to the radio show right now, but we are part of the UN. We are like a supra. No, we're not a super government. The UN controls us. They can do anything every time they want to. We are under their guidelines, and no one really realizes that. And that kind of troubles me a whole bunch, because it's like you're like. You think you're all that. You are the United States government. You own the world. No, you don't. The UN owns the world.
That's right.
So everyone just pay attention.
And that's, Monty, that's what sent up the flags when I heard Mr. Means here referring to the United Nations.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's troublesome. And I can understand his motivations, because they have been harmed. They have had land stolen. The agreements have been broken. And I am going to endeavor here to get Mr. Means on this program so
Great.
We can discuss this, because it is an important issue. They're being harmed, but we're being harmed as well.
But the thing is about the UN is that, okay, right now we're like in control of the entire situation of the world, but imagine all the countries that have been harmed, they decide to come back and band, and then they'll come back with the UN, and then the United States, we just wiped off the earth. That's all. It's just like,
yeah,
it's just a weird power that it happens, but you have to realize that, because if you don't think how bad it can get, and you better start thinking pretty fast.
Yeah, I see, and that's why I read the thing about the right to alter or abolish. We are within our means right now to collectively say that this government has ceased to represent the people under the rule book, under the Constitution, and they must remove themselves. Now, if I can figure out a way in the next 24 hours to do this, you know, tomorrow morning we might wake up and we'll be a free and sovereign people again. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But we have, and the Founding Fathers spoke of this, that it is not only our duty, but it's our obligation to...
For the future of our children, and I don't have any kids, but I'm just saying for your kids, you know.
Well, I don't have any of my own, so it's the next guy.
Well, you know,
you've
got to protect your future, you know.
Absolutely. And if we do not do this within our lifetime, Monty, I don't even want to think. I don't even want to go there. It would be much too depressing. And the clip that these people have run right now on what they've done to this country is absolutely astronomical. And if we do not seek the remedy to fix these problems within our generation, it is going to be lost for those future generations. You are absolutely right.
Well, I'm working, but sometimes it takes a little bit of faith more than I got sometimes. You know.
Well, and you know what? And we should be able to count on each other, because, you know, I've said this before, folks, but I want you to seriously consider this. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. It's not a typing exercise. This should be our mantra, and we should link arms. And we should go after the common problems and solve these problems, because they're not going to go away on their own. We can sit and wish them away, but that's not going to happen either. It's going to take direct action from all concerned Americans to get this country back on track. Monty, I thank you for your call.
Thank you. And RBN all the way, Terry Anderson, everyone, Robbie Noel, I'm waiting for him. He'll love me. He's funny.
All right. Thanks, Monty.
Take care.
All right. You too. Yeah, I... By the way, I caught this on the news yesterday. I want to throw this in before the break here. Actually, when I was watching C-SPAN, I was watching Pat Buchanan on C-SPAN yesterday morning. After the interview, they did a shot outside the window of their studio, and Dick Cheney's office, his suite was on fire. And the story goes that thick billows of smoke billowed from a fire. Let me get back up here. In the Eisenhower Executive Office Building next to the White House. Now, Cheney's office, known for its historical furnishings and ornate decorations, was damaged by smoke and water from the fire. There was concern about water damage to the floor made of mahogany, white maple, and cherry, and considered to be very delicate. That's why we want to bring in the fire hoses with water. The adjacent offices of the vice president's political director, Amy Whitelaw, was heavily damaged by fire. The vice president was not in the building at the time. He was in the west wing of the White House with Bush. Where else would he be? More than 1,000 people who work in the building were evacuated as the second through the fifth floor of the building filled with smoke. The fire broke out on the second floor in the building about 9:15 a.m., which is about right. It was 8:15 Central Time, and was under control within a half an hour. So I don't know what I first thought about. What I first thought about when I saw this, I guess is a newfangled way to, instead of shredding documents, just destroy them by fire. And I just had this evil little thought that maybe Mr. Cheney was trapped in that fire and couldn't get out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Call me whatever you want. The events happening in our once beloved United States of America, which, if you weren't aware, is no longer the United States of America, but just the United States. Capitalize U, capitalize S. Why? It's the corporation now. If you don't know that, then you don't know a squat. Has been greatly concerning. Something's brewing, and it's getting to the boiling point. The Media Ownership Act yesterday are the beginnings of the death toll for regular citizens. Our news and information will be censored and manipulated like we have never seen before. With digital television, a requirement for cable users, television viewing will become awash with trash, garbage, and advertising. It's a matter of time before there will be something else coming down to clamp on the Internet. And mark my words on that. Blackwater is moving into the 824-acre chicken ranch inside the National Forest. And next to Potero in California, and they really don't care what the neighbors think, plans are to spruce up the old digs by adding a helipad, 15 shooting ranges, a driving track, and an armory. Potero, approximately 800 residents have been fighting Blackwater's takeover since they found out they were coming officially as of October 12th of this year. More on this subject when we get back. I wanted to cover this before, but I plain forgot about it. So I'm going to give it to you before the end of the broadcast here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Next year, in order to leave the state, you'll be required to have at least two forms of identification. Could be a passport, a driver's license, or a birth certificate. The driver's license systems are being debated as it means reworking for most states, since a new license requires that they be RFID'd. Now, with the stuff I've been reading on Halliburton prison camps, the destruction of our constitutional rights and freedoms, phone tappings, FDA approval of untested psychotic medications, the crashing of the housing market, the dropping dollar, the downward spiraling economy, the reckless abandonment of our laws by our elected officials, police and other authorities, the increasing police brutality, buildup of insensitivity and lack of compassion, the infighting seemingly being perpetrated by the government, occurring between Americans, the endless war on terror, and a bunch of other stuff out there, and it has me thinking that we're headed towards martial law in the not-too-distant future. Now, I know people keep bringing this up, but it's looking pretty suspicious. It's not a war on terror. It's a war on the American people. Also, I feel very much like a part of the Mark of the Beast scenario with the with all of the RFID chipping and talk about our government being able to track and follow us even into our living rooms, all in the name of the war on terror crap. I do not feel safe and secure. I feel scared. I hope and pray that I'm wrong about this. And quotes like this make my spine shiver. Today, America would be outraged if the UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world would plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantees of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberger Conference, Evian, France, in 1991. Heinz, codename Bohr, because he was a double agent, Soviet and American, back in World War II. Now, you catch the line about the well-being granted to them? Like, we have the elitists to be thankful for our lives? Are we going to be begging for food like the people in Gaza? If we don't toe the elitist agenda, I don't know how much longer we can sit at our computers and complain and piss and moan about our government. And I don't know when people start becoming a target by government agencies like the DSH because of their dissension, or if we are targets now or blacklisted. Do people follow all the news or just what they want? And I'm only one cruising around reading and following all this stuff. It came from personal observations from the website A View from My Balcony. And the question is, we have the elite, the world's elite, the mercenary called Blackwater, going to be operating inside of a base inside this country. Do we need these people? No, absolutely not. They're not under anybody's jurisdiction whatsoever. That was proven over in the Middle East. Not part of the Geneva Convention. Outside of laws. They've built themselves immunity. They're untouchable. Are they going to be used before the UN troops come into this country? Well, they could be there to... Well, they could be the first line of defense. Not ours, but theirs. It is not a pleasant scenario, folks. All right, that'll do it for us today. Tomorrow's Friday. We will be broadcasting. I'll be doing a show Christmas Eve. The network will be shutting down, I guess, officially at 6 p.m., Monday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time. I'll be with you. And Bob Chapman, well, obviously, Christmas is Tuesday, so I'll have Bob on the program, the National Intel Report, on Monday. So mark that on your little calendar or make a mental note and be there. And be back with us tomorrow, folks. We enjoyed having you here today on the program with us. We'll see you tomorrow.